Davis Radio Theater Flyby.
Continuing our coverage of Target Iraq. On this, the second night of general hostilities, the city of Baghdad is tensely awaiting an air attack. The threatened campaign of shock and awe. Now we take you to legendary reporter and writer for National Geographic and very good personal friend of mine, Mr. Peter Arnett. Reporting from Baghdad, come in, Peter Arnett.
Bracing for the awaited night of shock and awe, this is Peter Arnett in Baghdad.
Hello, Peter.
Reprising my legendary performance of 12 years ago.
It's me, Tom.
Reporting the awesome and terrible panorama of the night of bombing of Baghdad.
Peter.
High atop the Hotel Palestine.
Peter.
The wail of air raid sirens has just died away.
Peter.
And there is yet an uneasy quiet here as I look across the Tigris River to the eastern side of the city.
Peter.
The normally bustling streets are all but empty now in anticipation of the spectacle of explosive destruction, which shall soon rain down from the dark, tracer-torn sky. But I shall remain here.
How is it there, Peter?
Despite the 1 in 1,000 chance that one of these vaunted smart bombs should go so far off target as to hit the clearly distinct Hotel Palestine.
Peter, this is Tom.
Ending my remarkable career and killing all of the lesser journalists in Baghdad as well, I suppose.
Peter?
But as long as room service keeps bringing up gin and tonics, I shall remain.
Thank you. I'm fine, Peter.
Of course, you're all out there watching, hanging on my every word, as it were, receiving me on CNN and Fox and all those creaky old broadcast networks.
Peter!
I'm not listening to any of the anchors. Of course, I can't be bothered, but the voices
Peter,
in my head...
Peter, could you do me a favor?
If you people haven't got your satellite uplinks worked out yet, that's your tough luck. The spectacular bombing is about to start any second
Please,
now.
Please, could you mention the name of our network?
Now I hear distant bombing, which lights up the northern horizon. There are dramatic flashes of anti-aircraft fire.
Never mind, Peter. We have our logo up on the screen.
Now bombs are beginning to fall on the government ministry and administrative buildings. Buildings which, of course, have been completely emptied of files, computers, telecommunications equipment, office furniture, torture devices, and coffee machines over the last past weeks.
Peter, have you read The Greatest Generation yet?
Now these essentially empty buildings are taking the full weight of awesome American firepower.
I read your last article in National Geographic, Peter.
I suppose the IRF may also be involved as long as Tony Blair can fend off any no-confident votes in Parliament.
I thought the article was a bit long, Peter.
Immediately I see the Ba'ath Party headquarters building collapsing under the impact of the aerial bombing, and this, I am told, should make way for the future site of the Chevron Texaco Iraq corporate headquarters.
Peter!
A salvo of B-52 launched cruise missiles have struck the Ministry of Internal Security building, obliterating the empty structure and clearing a prime piece of riverfront real estate which ConocoPhillips Petroleum hopes to secure for their future regional headquarters.
Peter!
Now a payload from a Royal Navy Harrier jet has demolished the vacant Ministry of Fear building, which now makes available at a site that I understand British Petroleum hopes to use for future regional operations offices.
Peter!
In yet another spectacular display of American firepower, even as I speak, more salvos of Tomahawk and cruise missiles are converging on the massive central Baghdad presidential palace, lighting up the whole sky with explosions.
Please acknowledge me, Peter.
This is the big one. With this palace demolished, it will be possible to clear the ground long coveted by the ExxonMobil firm for its downtown Baghdad corporate headquarters. I'm sure that will be most impressive indeed. More bombs are now falling on the Saddam Lan Authoritarian Fun Park and Detention Interrogation Center, and Walmart is already trying to place bids on that site. Now the glorious July Purge Memorial Atrocity Auditorium is being hit by jet fighter bombers, and of course Halliburton Oil has been wanting to get their hands on that property, though I've also heard Microsoft might want to bid on that parcel as well. The question now is, who to place the bids with? We won't really know until the major Fortune 500 companies finally get around to deciding which possible combination of exiled Iraqi political factions will get to be the new provisional government. And now, apparently, one of the B-2 stealth bombers has scored a direct hit on the Special Republican Guard headquarters, which has been projected as the possible site of the Raytheon Corporation's Office of Weapons Systems Contracting and Kickbacks. Another stealth bomber has brought down the Ministry of Sanctimonious Patriotic Rhetoric and Physical Brutality building. That's right across the street from the monument to the Great Riot and Pogrom of 1941. Now, that bombed-out ruin is under consideration for the site of the Joint Petroleum Industries Corporate Bribery Exchange.
Peter.
It would now appear that the air attacks are at last subsiding as the last surface-to-air anti-aircraft missiles and stray misdirected smart ordnance arc off into the surrounding suburbs. It seems this evening's experience of shock and awe is coming to an end. Yes, shock and awe.
Shock and awe, Peter. Shock and awe. That was legendary reporter and writer for National Geographic and my very good personal friend, Mr. Peter Arnett, reporting from Baghdad on this night of shock and awe.